You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I thought that was good. Chop, chop, chop. Great.
It's all about the chop, chop, chop.
As George Bernard Shaw said,
chop, chop.
If I had more time, I would have written you a shorter letter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he said chop, chop. And well, I was like, wow.
He did also say that.
Okay.
Welcome to Oddball. I'm Charlotte Wilder. Over there is Amin El Hassan in Phoenix. Fresh off of a very eventful weekend. Amin, how are you doing?
Hold on. What are you doing opening the show? I wasn't ready. I was answering some very important text messages.
Oh, really? What could those text messages possibly be about? Did anything happen to you this weekend?
Well, I was in Dallas where Kyrie Irving hit an amazing shot. And I'm assuming that's what most of these texts are about. They keep saying from all types of people, whoa. What a crazy shot, or what's going on with this shot? Like, a lot of that's happening, and like, clearly they're talking about Kyrie Irving, because on Sunday he had an amazing shot to beat the Nuggets with.
Right, exactly, and it was beautiful. It went in. It didn't look awkward or strange. Can we roll a little tape here, please?
Of Kyrie's shot, sure.
Yeah, Kyrie's shot. Oh wait, no. Oh, sorry, that's Amin El Hassan.
Huh?
What's What happened?
Well, first
did
of
your
all,
hand not, did your hand go rogue?
We're not certain. I mean, there's no facial recognition here. There's no name on the back of the jersey. There isn't even familiar garb or clothing. Those look like brand new sneakers handed out right before a celebrity game. So you can't even say, oh, I knew what it was mean by the shoes. So I don't know if I can confirm or deny that is me. But
if you're not watching visually, if you're listening to this, you should be watching visually. It's very fun. It is a video of someone who looks suspiciously like Amin El Hassan trying to make a three, and something goes wrong with one of that person's hands, and the ball sails about 2 feet in front of the basket instead of going in. If this were to be you, Amin, what would you say might have happened?
So, yeah, I feel more comfortable talking about hypotheticals than I do, like, because, again, there really is. Guys are just going because someone tagged someone in a thing. But what I would say is, watching this video now, as I am, I would point out, first of all, the back of this person's head. Mm-hmm. Wow. Hair's really grown in. Shout out to Roman. That really works because, look, you know, a few months ago, whatever, that was like, it looked like it was a bald spot, but right there, it's clearly not, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah.
Second of all, I would say is, you know what? Everybody has a bad moment sometimes, and that bad moment does not define who they are or what they do. And it seems like this gentleman with the luxurious filled in back of the head
with
hair.
The beautiful hairline.
Yeah. Well, you can't see the hairline because, again, it's behind. We don't know. Maybe it is a beautiful hairline. Maybe it will be in a few months. Maybe a trip to Turkey might be in order for that hairline to catch up to the back of the head. We don't know yet because we've got to find the person who did this. Mm-hmm. But having said that, I would say that this person clearly just had a malfunction of the moment, and that's not how they usually or typically shoot. And I would say that, like, if you went around and polled a bunch of people who have played basketball with that person, mm-hmm. including famous NBA players, NBA coaches, famous Steve music Nash. Artists, actors, you know, NBA media people, comedians. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no limit and there's no shortage of people who have played with this person and could vouch to like, no, I've never seen him shoot like that before.
Okay.
So that's what I would say hypothetically. But again,
so you would hypothetically, okay, so hypothetically, it mm-hmm. might have been someone catching that person's worst moment. Would you hypothetically say that shots went in before this shot was taken?
Yeah, I mean, I could just looking at it, I could tell hypothetically from the initial raise up and form, like this person does shoot, has played basketball mm-hmm. many times before. Maybe they've had a layoff. Maybe they haven't played in like 6 or 7 years. Maybe mm-hmm. this is also one of the rare times they're playing with a women's basketball, which is smaller and lighter. And mm-hmm. also based on, you know, I could tell by some of the sweat on the back of the head yeah. and onto the side, this yeah. person seems like they haven't had anything to eat or drink all day long, observing mm-hmm. Ramadan, perhaps. It is the season.
Maybe, yeah.
Fasting. And so I can tell there are other kind of things happening there. But yeah, like I would say that I wouldn't judge this person off of this one shot. And, you know, neither should you, Charlotte.
No, I trust me, I am the last person who can judge. Occasionally, my hand will just like go rogue completely. Like I was eating a biscuit the other day and I just threw a piece of it at my husband, like just threw it at him. And we were both like, oh, my God. He was like, why did you do that? And I was like, I have absolutely no idea, which sort of looks like what's happening with that person's hand in that video. Yeah. Well, I mean,
hypothetically, it's like the scene in Airplane where Lieutenant Stryker reveals that he developed a drinking problem and then tries to take a drink of water and splashes it behind him. Yeah.
Well, it's just, anyway. It's high comedy. It's beautiful. Thank you, hypothetically, for your contribution to the canon.
I would say one last thing to this, to this individual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking just again, based on body language more than anything. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically, one would think that if they had a job where they were maybe critiquing other people at their job, that this moment might shame them into hiding and make them into an incredibly meek and docile critiquer after this mm-hmm. incident. But hypothetically, again, looking at the body language, I can tell this is the kind of guy who's, oh, he's doubling down. He's definitely going even harder on everybody because he's just out to prove that, you know what, can't be silenced. And anyone who complains about cyberbullying who's never been actually bullied in their life.
Wow.
So
wow.
that's, but this is, you know, wow, extrapolation, kind of just pulling things.
There's no way of knowing. Yeah. There's
small context clues. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Hypothetically, something else happened this weekend. I mean, that looked remarkably similar to this individual's athletic ability. Did you see Kyrie Irving's left-handed buzzer beater?
Did I see it? I saw it and I said immediately in real time, that's the same release I had. I mean, that's the same release that dude hypothetically before, if it were hypothetically me, it would be the same release as I would have hypothetically had. It's not me though. There's no proof that that's me. So I'm going to say, yeah, it's a very similar release though.
Is it?
Yeah, like it, there's a little twist to it. It's a difference he's doing with his left hand and hypothetically, the person who did it with their right hand.
Right. And it was intentional on Kyrie's part, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, maybe intentional, maybe inspired. You know, you don't think about these things, Charlotte. Sometimes things go viral. And, you know, when you're an artist like a Kyrie Irving, you get inspiration from everywhere. So maybe he's on the way to the arena and he's looking at his phone. And it's like, this fellow right here, who I totally believe, this is not representative of how he usually shoots, but he's given me an idea of maybe something I'll incorporate today. And so,
you know,
if I were the person hypothetically in that original clip, I would be very flattered that Kyrie would pay homage in the way he did the very next day in the very same city.
Yeah, for sure. Kyrie definitely took a screenshot of that video, printed it out, put it on his mood board, brought that mood board to the locker room and kissed it before he went out onto the court and said, this one's for you, pal.
Now you've made it awkward.
That's my job. You know what else is awkward? DeAndre Ayton was sleeping on an air mattress in Portland and says that's why he had a slow start to a season.
For months.
I can't sleep on an air mattress for a night. And I don't use my body for my job. Well, I mean, I talk, but like, I don't need to move.
Charlotte, how long have you lived in your current residence?
4 years.
The mattress you sleep on was, yes, it was purchased for the move, right?
Yes.
Okay. From the moment you moved in,
yes,
got the keys, took the hands with the landlord. Oh, this, yes, is a great, great rent in a city that's known for terrible rents. To the moment you slept on that mattress for the first time, how much, mm-hmm, time had it elapsed?
9 hours.
There you go. It doesn't take much, particularly you didn't move in the middle of like the craziness of your job. I'm taking it, right?
No.
Just like DeAndre Ayton didn't move mid-season. He wasn't traded. No. He moved in the off-season. So he had ample time to locate a mattress. Or as my buddy Zach Harper pointed out, you know what? Order a bunch of mattresses off of Amazon, firm ones, soft ones, whatever. You're rich enough, as he let us know in that same Oregonian article, he has, quote, all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. You're rich enough to buy 5 mattresses, sleep on one different one every night, and at the end of it, say, this is the one. This is my mattress. This is my person. And then you're done, even if you don't have a bed.
Yeah. Well, first of all, yes, 100%. But this makes me think, do you ever have a task that you just like can't face? Like, I have a few items on my to-do list where I'm just like the thought of doing it is, it's also like unloading the dishwasher. I hate unloading the dishwasher. It takes 2 minutes. It's very easy. I feel like for DeAndre Ayton, getting a real mattress might have been his unloading the dishwasher. Yeah. He could not face the idea of fixing this problem. However, he is very rich. As you said, there are so many people you can hire to do that for you. Like, you can throw money at this problem. This is not a big problem. I can afford a mattress. Do you have a mattress, Amin?
I have 2 mattresses. I have a mattress that I sleep at home on a bed with a bed frame.
Yeah.
And then here in the little studio space that I have a bed downstairs for those late nights / early mornings.
Okay.
And that one has a mattress as well.
So you and I think it's fair to say, make considerably less money than DeAndre Ayton, and yet we still have beds. So,
well, you know, it's funny for me. My process was I went to IKEA and I lay down on several mattresses. I said, this is the one, when I looked at the price and how it felt. And that's the one I bought. And then when it came time to buy a second mattress, I just bought the second mattress of the same kind. I didn't have to go through the testing process.
You can also get really nice ones on the internet. They have those ones, the memory foam ones, or like the hybrid ones that, although they don't really support huge people that well. So,
well,
maybe that's,
again, as Zach Harper points out, buy a bunch and see the ones that fit and the ones that don't. And you are wealthy enough where this is an investment that is worth having, that is better than the alternative, which is to sleep on an air mattress.
Is there any other piece of furniture that is as important for an athlete as a mattress?
A box spring, maybe second.
Yeah, maybe.
Like that, though, that's where you sleep is number one. Everything else, because technically everything else you could do somewhere else, right? Oh, yeah. I don't have a great dining room table. Doesn't matter. I'm going to go out to eat at a restaurant. Oh, I don't have a great, you know, living room or whatever. Doesn't matter. I stay in bed and watch TV there. Oh, I don't have, a study or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'll go to the practice facility and watch film there. Like, the only thing where it's like, yeah, more often than not, if you live here, the only two things you got to do, there's really only two things any domicile needs to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
3 things. Number one is house your things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not just leaving my stuff out in the open where people can take, right? Number two is where to bathe and do my hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is, where do I sleep? And everything else is irrelevant, right? Like, where do I eat? Where do I watch movies? Like, you can do that anywhere. But like, bathing and sleeping and keeping your stuff safe and secure, those are the top options as far as what a domicile is supposed to provide.
Okay, so here's my thoughts. A, he's lying and he needed something to blame it on, so he thought of the dumbest lie possibly imaginable. B, he had the nicest air mattress in the history of air mattresses. I need to know. I want to know what this air mattress was. DeAndre Ayton, drop the brand, get sponsor. Also, he should get a mattress sponsorship now. If he has anyone on his team worth their salt, they are working the phones, calling Beautyrest, being like, my man needs a bed. I mean,
The black and white sped up footage of him kind of like tossing and turning on an air mattress and like, is this you? And then he walks into the showroom and he shakes hands with a salesperson. Then he lays down on a couple of ones and goes, woo, and he's and then he goes like this one right here. And then they're carrying out behind him and says, hi, I'm DeAndre Ayton of the Portland Trailblazers. And when I needed to fix my life, I came to Charlotte Wilder's Mattress Emporium.
And then, you know how a lot of retired athletes have car dealerships? Instead, when DeAndre retires, he has a mattress franchise.
Dealers. Yeah. The Ayton's Places or whatever. What would be
Dominating Sleep.
Yeah. Maybe.
We'll workshop it.
Have you ever wondered if Chet Holmgren might be a descendant of Abraham Lincoln? Or if a UFC fighter could beat an alien in a fight? You might have not, and that's okay. But Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion from the Six Trophies podcast have. If you love basketball, and more importantly, if you love fun, you've got to listen to Six Trophies, where Shea and Jason serve up the biggest moments from around the NBA with their brand of unbridled joy, banter, and pop culture side quests. Each week, they hand out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities. Stuff like the Denzel Washington in Training Day trophy, given out to the player or team having the best week around the NBA. Or the Lauryn Hill you might win some ... but you just lost one trophy for the team or player that just can't get it together. Plus, a bunch more trophies for all the good, bad, or just plain head-scratching moments around the NBA. This playoff season, you'll want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Amin. A few months ago, I don't know, time is a social construct. We had two-time All-Star, 11-year NBA vet Isaiah Thomas come on the show, and he said this to us. So let's roll that clip.
You know, you live and you learn. I'm obviously still super blessed. I'm still trying to play the game that I love. I'm 100% healthy. I'm a free agent right now. Mm-hmm. I'm 34 years old. You know, I'm still trying to make an impact on the organization. It's not over for me until teams tell me that the opportunity is not there no more, and they haven't told me that. So I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep staying on my slow grind and keep waiting for that opportunity, as always.
Do you have a team, like what's the team you would go to if you could put yourself anywhere right now?
I mean, obviously, I would love to go to a winning situation. I think that at this point in my career, it would be best for me. But I can do both things. Like, I can be on a rebuilding team that's really young, and I can mentor, and I can mm-hmm. be a vet presence.
His dreams are coming true. I mean, he is planning to sign a 10-day contract with your Phoenix Suns. Very happy for us. Okay, with the Phoenix Suns. I said your Detroit Pistons last week in a show, by the way, so I don't know why I'm putting that on anybody.
I think I might actually own them.
Yeah, fair. So he's joining the Suns. Why is this happening now, and is this a good move?
So first of all, congratulations to IT. I know this is a big deal, and when you're grinding, and it's funny, you in your intro you said 11-year NBA vet, and you know the first thing I thought of was like, soon to be 12-year NBA vet, because
yeah,
he's going to be on a roster. But the reality is, Charlotte, mm-hmm. the thing I'm most happy about this is it's not like a pity pickup. It's not a, hey, just come be a locker room vet on this young, wayward team like he was when he signed with the Charlotte Hornets. This mm-hmm. is a team that ostensibly is going places and has a need. And for almost 70 games this year, everyone has been saying, yo, the Suns need a point guard on their roster. They need an actual point guard on their roster. And they've tried to convince us, nah, point guard, why do we need a point guard? And so now here comes Isaiah Thomas being called up After a short stint in the G League, where he averaged over 30 points a game, shooting almost 45% from three and averaging five plus assists a game. And I just think that, A, just from a leadership and ball handling standpoint, meaning someone who comes out on the floor can handle the ball, but also get guys in the right places, be an extension of a coach on the floor, be, shocker, an actual point guard. This is something they actually need. Then you look at, as I said, he's shooting with great efficiency from downtown. He's able to play make, and then also be a vet, someone who's played deep in the playoffs on some pretty good teams, who can bring that experience, particularly to a bench that is short on experience. I think for all those reasons, I'm happy for him to get another opportunity, but I'm happy that it's an opportunity with a good team that has a need for the things that he does.
Yeah, that he earned by just continuing to grind. It is so difficult to keep working towards something when you have no guarantee that it will happen. So I'm super excited for him. I also think, I mean, this is the time of the 10-day contracts, and I'm going to make it my mission. Taj Gibson had that 10-day contract with the Pistons. We got him signed. Just kidding, Taj. Mm-hmm. You did that yourself. You're a great leader. Well, but you know, we put some juice behind it. And I want the Suns to do the right thing. I want them to go from a 10-day contract for IT to a contract for the rest of the year, because we were saying during the season they need a point guard. I feel like this was a conversation before the season started. It was like, okay, who's the point guard? And now they have one. And I don't know, maybe just keep him around, see what happens.
We have 2 weeks left in March. We have about, after that, a little less than 2 weeks left in the season after that. So 2 10-days would take him about two-thirds of the way to that. So at that point, I would say, yeah, sign him a second 10-day and then sign him for the rest of the year and have him on your active playoff roster. And you know what the dream is now for Isaiah Thomas is to get to that point and then have a meaningful playoff game. Maybe it's a quarter, maybe it's half a quarter, but you come in, you provide a spark, your team wins a game. That's the best infomercial for any player with an uncertain future, is to do it on the biggest stage. So that's what I'm rooting for personally. All right, Charlotte, we got a little bit of show left. Let's run through a bunch of these different topics as quickly as we can. Let's start, I guess it would be Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena, Warriors-Lakers. The last 2 minutes of that game, Charlotte, took 23 minutes to complete because of clock malfunctions and also because of replays. After the game, Steve Kerr reiterated something that I've said for a long time, is we got too much replay in our sport.
Also, though, one of the funniest clips I've seen in a long time, like they would start to play again and then realize the clock wasn't going and the refs are waving their arms. It was also sort of a metaphor, because here are these two teams who really wish they could stop time, and they literally did.
At one point, they cut to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck courtside. Yes. And Ben Affleck was clearly like just frustrated and disgusted by what was happening. The idea that the
new Affleck meme just dropped.
Yeah, it's like the idea that the man who is responsible for a series of Dunkin' Donut ads where he's wearing a tracksuit with Dunkin' Donuts logos all over it would be disgusted that this game would last so long is pretty hilarious. All right, next headline. This was from our parents over at DraftKings. Shout out to DraftKings.
Hey, mom and dad.
They had this graphic that NC State has more wins than the Washington Wizards at Capital One Arena so far this season. NC State is 5-0 in the 23-24 season at Cap One Arena. The Wizards are 4-26. The only rebuttal I have is, yeah, but imagine if the NC State would have to play the next 25, 26 games there. I think that record would come back down to earth, wouldn't you say, Charlotte?
I haven't watched a second of college basketball. I mean, but this to me feels like if you were to, like if I went into a Michelin starred restaurant and served a meal and like earned a higher Michelin star than the actual chef, it feels wrong. It feels disrespectful and also very impressive.
It's Auntie Char going in the back at Nobu saying, I'm just going to use my own pans if you don't mind.
Mayo, do you have any? What else we got to mean?
Okay, Saturday night, Jalen Brunson did this thing, which everyone was raving about. And I, you know, it's a cool play, but what makes it even cooler is the reaction from the defender, Keon Ellis. Keon Ellis is defending Jalen Brunson. This is late in the game. This is a close and crucial moment. And he keeps checking over his shoulder because he's expecting a screen to come. Brunson mm-hmm. notices this. So then he begins to beckon to an invisible screen to Keon Ellis's right, Brunson's left. As he floats that way, Keon Ellis overreacts to a screen that is not there. Brunson changes directions, goes, and then hits an incredibly tough shot, which no one is pointing out. It wasn't like an easy layup. He had this incredibly tough shot. But the best part was this angle, and I think we can show photos. Yeah. The reverse angle that shows Keon Ellis, the look on his face, and that is nothing more than, nothing less than sheer incredulousness of like his mind is blown in this moment that there was no screen. This was all an elaborate film noir.
Just completely shocked. I love this. I think it's very impressive how players often don't show emotion. Like if I had a big shot, I would be grinning and they're just like tough and like running back to the other side. So I like that his face betrayed what he was feeling. I sort of want to filibuster here, but because I know what the last topic to get to is, but mm-hmm. Amin, take us away.
All right. So the headline I'm going to read, this is from Brian Windhorst. He said it on the Hoop Collective podcast. The headline is Pelicans Zion Williamson lost 25 pounds or more since the NBA in-season tournament in December in Vegas. And this is from Brian Windhorst's words from that podcast. Quote, I've got people in New Orleans telling me that since December, when the in-season tournament happened, Zion has lost 25 or more pounds and his performance has been excellent. He's playing fewer minutes, and I think that helps as well. But I've got people telling me he's lost 25 pounds. And I don't mean like in the past where they say, oh, he's added muscle. And it's like, has he? And so this obviously, you know, they went to the IST in Vegas. They lost in the semifinals to the Lakers, and they were destroyed. They lost by almost 50 points, I believe. Mm-hmm. And Zion scored only 13 points that game. He looked heavy. Famously, Stephen A. Smith really came down on him. But, you know, there were others in the media, hypothetically.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Pretty
hypothetically, the same people who put up a really great shot in Dallas over the weekend.
Absolutely. And I would say, hypothetically speaking, that despite the weird optics of that jump shot, the words said were not incorrect about Zion Williamson. And anyone trying to say, well, look at his jump shot. Well, it sounds like, hypothetically at least, you're deflecting from what the issue was, which was he was overweight, which is what was said continuously. And he lost the weight. And he's playing better, and the team is doing better. So I would say, hypothetically, the errant jump shooter had a point.
Mm. Maybe, maybe not. It is time to wrap this thing up. You know what I'm going to do, Amin? I haven't done this in a while. I'm going to say thank you for watching Oddball.
Oh, yes. And
remember, you were like, you don't have to thank everybody.
Well, you would thank them at the end of a segment. Like, oh, you're right. Done with a segment.
Yeah.
This topic is over, but thank you for watching.
Well, it still holds. Thank you so much for watching every segment. Goodbye.
Thank you for watching Oddball. We've been in Las Vegas for 4 months.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300. We'll be right back.